was curious your thoughts on Jameis Winston, the way he looks up to Sid, he looks up to you, and sort of what are your thoughts on when a young quarterback tries to transition to be maybe that tough guy?
Yeah, he's a great young player. I've watched him since he came in, and he's got him going. So they're heading the right direction. I know Coach talked this morning about their organization and what they're trying to do, and you know, Jameis right at the head of that, and he's a great leader, has been since he came into the league, and he's been really productive. So that's a big challenge for our team. You know, short week, travel, playing a good team. So hopefully we can go meet the challenge.
Tom, you mentioned this short week. How hard is it when you have to make significant changes when you only have one practice out there?
You just do the best you can do. I mean, there's no, you know, short weeks or long weeks. It's going to come down to how well we play, and how well you play is, you know, oftentimes a reflection of how well you practice and prepare. And, you know, we're on a short week. There's still a lot of time that we're putting in, and watching a lot of film and trying to do as much of that as you can, and then getting the mental reps in, and went through a bunch of stuff today. And it's going to be the same tomorrow, and then just put everything you can into it. And there's a little bit of a break after, but, you know, you got to win to make it a good break.
You guys have had to rally a lot in the last couple of games. How does that affect your approach in games and your play calling?
Well, that's a good question. It, you know, every the score always dictates, you know, how you play certain games. I mean, it's so important in the NFL to get a lead and feel like you're playing from ahead. And we've had that, but it's kind of been back and forth. And, you know, we haven't been really in control too often. So, you know, you play and you probably run pass, gets out of whack a little bit, and, you know, you're not really where you want to be there. You know, probably not as many play action passes, you know, because you don't have the threat of the run. But, you know, that's just the circumstances, and it's only been four games in. So, you know, over the course of the long season, those things probably even themselves out. But we're all really focused on trying to do, you know, a much better job than what we've done.
Tom.
And it's gonna, you know, that's what it's going to require.
Excuse me for that.
False start.
Yeah.
Beep. Two seats back.
2-2 with two losses at home. What's the sense of urgency right now in the building with the guys?
It's always on, you know, pretty there's always urgency here. I mean, I don't think, you know, there's urgency in the spring, in workouts, and, you know, summer practices and so forth. And no one likes where we're at, but, what you know, we're the only people who can do something about it. I mean, 2-2 is not where we want to be, but if you want to get to 3-2, we got to play better than the way we played the first 4 weeks. So it just requires a great level of commitment and attention to detail. And, you know, obviously listening to the coaches, taking the coaching, bringing it to the field, performing well, and then stringing those weeks together. But we just haven't done it well on a consistent basis. That really reflects in our record. And it's not great. But, you know, it's also early. There's a lot of football left. And hopefully we can take all the things that have happened, learn from them, and try to build on them. And, you know, that's what we're going to try to do this week.
Dylan McCoy said the other day, we're letting the offense down. How do you guys avoid pointing fingers at each other, which can be divisive for a team?
Well, I've been on teams where we didn't score many points, and we just relied on the defense to, you know, do everything. And it was just, you know, that's just the way football is. There's going to be games this year where we don't do that well in offense. We're going to need our defense to play well. So it's four games in. We got, like I said, a long way to go. And this team's never been about, hey, you know, what are you guys doing wrong? Or what do we just focus on what we need to do. And it's scoring more points than the other team. Doesn't matter if it's 3 points or 30 points or 50 points. Whatever they score, we need to score more. And if they score three, then we need to score four. That's how you win. That's all we really care about. That's all we've ever really cared about. So that's, you know, that's what we got to do. And I don't care however many they score, we got to score more.
This game marks the end of a stretch where you guys have three games in 12 days. What kind of a mental and physical challenge is it for a team to be able to go through that kind of stretch?
I mean, right now it just kind of feels like we're in the routine because it was just back-to-back. So, I mean, we're just pushing through. I mean, we really are. It's more, I really care about the wins and losses and not, you know, when we play or how we play, or, you know, I really do. I'd be feeling a lot better up here if we won last week. You know, I'll be feeling a lot better on Friday if we win. So I'm just focused on what I need to do and take care of my job and try to do all the studying I can, try to take the coaching, try to apply the plan, and go execute at a high level with great confidence in my teammates And it's going to be a great crowd on Thursday. We'll be excited. It's a big game for them. It's a big game for us. And may the best team win.
Regarding
the perfect ending.
Regarding that film study, when you have less time and you have an opponent that you're relatively unfamiliar with, you haven't played these guys since 13,
yeah.
How do you make up for that lost time, being able to know them as well as you'd like to?
You're not going to, on a short week, you just don't have the time. I mean, you're cramming those extra days of preparation to, you know, half the amount of time. So you're just doing as much as you can. And it's, you don't want to, you can't, you know, maybe you can overload it too much. But, you know, I like to watch as much as I can. So I've been pretty, you know, boring at home this week. And that's the way it goes. So there'll be a lot of study on the plane tomorrow. Be a lot of study before the game on Thursday. And then, you know, try to just gear it up and for a great game on Thursday. Thank you, guys.